Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, author, motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. God gave me fabulous to encourage excellence in me. Ain't that beautiful? That God gave me fabulous, the name fabulous, to encourage excellence in me. Because he wants us to be excellent in everything that we do. And on his program, that's what we are to practice. Our focus is to be on serving him and others with excellency. I am a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls God put in my path. As I live my journey of purpose, I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God daily. Daily, not just every now and then, and then we're on and off, but I practice it daily because I want to keep my focus strong in the Lord. So I practice the God habit as not to be consumed by bad habits. I acknowledge God in my ways and believe him to direct me. So I am enjoying the Lord and I'm enjoying my journey. Well, we have a beautiful program for you on today, and I have a very special guest that's going to be joining me in a little bit, and her name is Dr. Ruthlyn Anderson, and she's going to talk to us about going back to school, back to seminary school, and that's with the Kingdom Builders Seminary. But before she comes in, I want us to have a word of prayer. Talk to the Lord about today and his program on today. All right? Are you with me? All right then. Most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. We just thank you, Lord, for all things right now being just as well as they are, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anointing on today. For it's your anointing that breaks the yokes, God, in people's lives on today, God. And you have anointed us to share good news with you, God. We want to grow in you, Lord. And we want to know how to grow. So we thank you for this program on today, God, to give us some of the ways that we can grow in you. And we thank you for that. You're just that great. You're just that good, Lord, that you would do it not only for me, but you would do it for others also. And I thank you for that, God. Thank you for an open door, God, in the name of Jesus, to even learn about, God, the things that you would do in our lives, God, if we just allow you, if we just believe you, God, if we just trust you, God. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, I touch and agree with my sister and with my brother who have a desire, God, but don't know where to go or what to do, Lord. But today, God, that you would allow them to hear, God, in the name of Jesus, and be encouraged in your word on today, God. Sure do thank you for it, Lord. Now look on the sick everywhere, God, and bless, God. Touch their bodies, God, as only you can do it, Lord. Go in the hospital, the nursing homes, God, the homes of your people, Lord, and touch right now, God, in the name of Jesus. You are the only one, God, that I know, God, that know how, God, when, where, and just how much we need, God. Thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we ask that you would look on our pastors today, my pastor, Elder Mitchell, God. Bless our services, God. Bless our church, God, all nations, Lord. Bless, God. Bless the Bible study, Lord. Bless prayer on Tuesday nights, Lord, and Bible study on Thursday nights, Lord. And then bless the service on Sunday, God. In the name of Jesus, as only you can do it, God. Look on our bishop, our mother, God, in the name of Jesus, Mother Cooper, Lord. Continue to bless, God, and we just thank you, Lord. Now anoint this service, Lord, and have your mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. And we will thank you, and we will magnify you for it now, God. In Jesus' name we pray today. And you said, if I would acknowledge you, Father, I lift you up, God. And you said that you would draw all men, draw them today, God, that they can hear, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and be encouraged. In Jesus' name I pray today. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Now, prayer is always in order. It's always in order. Scripture says that man ought to always pray and never faint. So we are to pray. Now, if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you, for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there. Now, if you you also can go to hold on a minute here. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon,
Dr. Anderson.
Yes, ma'am.
All
yes,
right,
ma'am.
Dr. Anderson has joined us on this afternoon. So, Dr. Anderson, I'm just giving them some ways that they can contact us for prayer. So, if you would just, you can go to our, you can download All Nations app, and you can go there and leave your prayer request there also. Now, if you would like to be a guest on my show, or you have an idea for a show, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in, and I will be contacting you. Well, all right, then. Are you ready for a fabulous show with Dr. Ruthlyn Anderson? Say yes. Yay. All right,
hey.
Dr. Anderson.
Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Good afternoon. As Mother Cooper always say, we are ready, ready, ready. Oh, and how are you on this afternoon?
Awesome, fantastic, wonderful, marvelous, victorious, overcoming, prosperous, and in good health. Thank you for asking.
All right. I like all of those.
Yes, ma'am.
I wrap mine up in the one word, fabulous.
Yes.
Okay, so today I have the topic Back to Seminary School with Dr. Ruthven Anderson and Kingdom Builders Seminary. So do you want to start off by telling us some things about you, Dr. Anderson?
Yes, ma'am. I am Dr. Ruthven Anderson, and I have actually been in the seminary school since 2013. And from there, actually, I have just been a part of my local churches, All Nations. I heard you mention it, All Nations. I was a member there for quite some time, and Pentecostal Temple Church in San Marcos, Texas, Dr. Paul Thompson. So outside of me doing Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary, you know, I do have an active ministerial life in the Church of God in Christ. I am a licensed evangelist. Yes, I am. And certainly just this past weekend, we got inducted into the Business and Professional Women's Federation. So that's exciting.
All right. exciting.
One of the good things about one of the good things is I'm also a Prairie View A&M University graduate, class back in the 90s. You know how that go. But anyway, yeah, Prairie View graduate also.
All right. Now, you want to let us know about Kingdom Builders. How did it get started? And, you know, just tell us what it's about.
Okay. Well, Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary is a seminary where you can earn your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree. All each one of those studies is 1 year study. It's for pastors, ministers, evangelists, teachers, you know, the fivefold ministry, Sunday school workers, church administrators, counselors, anybody, laypersons that want to learn about the Word of God. Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary is for you to study your training and knowledge in the Bible. Kingdom Builders was founded well over 9 years ago by Dr. Patricia. Chancellor just got married. Patricia Roberts. Amen. Chancellor founder about 9 years ago. That main campus is in Houston, Texas, on the northeast side of Houston. They have been preparing seminarians for the Kingdom Building for right at 9 years now. We've had 9 graduating classes. So their motto is exhibiting excellence and empowerment. Our mascot is the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, which we all know is Jesus Christ. And our seminary song is On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. So that's a little bit of seminary. We do have our chancellor there, and in addition to the main campus, which is in Houston, we also have the West Campus, which is comprised of that Prairie View area, Southwest Campus, which comprised of from San Antonio all the way up to Waco, which would be the area I serve, and we also have distance learning and main campus in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yes, Las Vegas. Dr. Ray Webb is the area vice chancellor there. So you have a little opportunity to either go main campus or depending on some criteria, have distance learning. So we're equipping seminarians for the work, so we're excited.
Yes, and I can testify to that because I am a recipient of my doctor's degree from going to Kingdom Builder Seminary, and I just enjoyed myself. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You are an alumni. And I also want to mention, Dr. Green, that we are an accredited seminary. We're not just out there just talking and sharing the Word of God, which is awesome. But, I mean, you can use those degrees. We're accredited under the Rural Council seminaries, and also, you know, we're not just hanging out there. We actually have an accreditation there. We're excited that not only when you complete your year of study, it can be recognized. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is. And I am looking forward to becoming a hospital chaplain because of the work that I have done through Kingdom Builders. So it's just encouraging that it is just pushing me forward to do those things on God's program. Now, what if someone that's listening today would like to get in touch with you or with Main Campus? What would they need to do?
Okay, I can give them my personal email that's used actually for the seminary, and it's Miss Cassie School. Let me give it to you. It's MSCASSIESCHOOL@yahoo.com. Feel free to use that email address, or you can contact me directly. Just ask for Rutherland Anderson, 512-917-0563, and we'll be happy to share with you some information just to see if this is a good fit for you for a seminary.
All right. And would you give that information again, please?
I sure will. First of all, the email address is MSCASSIESCHOOL@yahoo.com or directly 512-917-0563. Now, that's for the distance learning, and you can actually contact our main campus. You know, we are all working together. So if you decide you have the criteria to reach distance learning or our main campus, that main campus number is 713-491-9327. That's the Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary, 713-491-9327. Or, we actually do have a website, the www, it's all one word, KingdomBuildersBibleSeminary.com, all one word, www.KingdomBuildersBibleSeminary.com. Either way, we'll be happy to hear from you and see if we can get started in the right direction in reference to seminary.
All right. Now, when does these classes start? What do people need to do to get started?
Okay, well, to get started for new enrollees, of course, there is an application that needs to be completed, and that application will certainly consist of just, information from school. We'll be asking for things like prior transcripts. If you have a missionary or elder's license, you went to school, those grades, transcripts from that school, undergraduate school or whatever. Also, a bio of yourself and your first paper, I guess you would say, giving us some information about yourself, why you want to go to Kingdom Builders or why you want to go to seminary school, what is the advantage for you, what do you expect to accomplish. In that application, there are a few questions like that will need to be answered. Along with new students, there is a $50 application fee for that. So there is an application fee in process. So we can identify what level, what grade level that you'll be starting on. As we have had, Dr. Green, some students that have come in from previous seminaries or some students that have come in that have grades from those classes that they've taken to get elders, missionary license, or minister's license. We've had that. So, by the way, I guess you would say some experience that you would have.
Yes.
That type of would need to be on that application. So that's the first thing. As far as school, Main Campus School is already started. They're already there. Now, classes, you want to know that too. Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Main Campus, there's a school taking place. That address that I also want to give you is 7122 Carruthers Street. That's the address to Main Campus on Tuesday nights, 7122 Carruthers Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. That is our Main Campus location.
Okay.
The church we're located in is the Commandment Baptist Church. The pastor is Reverend Greg Williams. We appreciate him and always extended himself to the Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary School. But 7122 Carruthers Street, Houston, Texas, is our main campus location. They've already started school. September 8th, distance learning will start school. So our classes are actually on Thursdays. And once you sign up and all, you know, you get a little bit more information that you really today. You get a little bit more information. But Thursdays is our classes in chapel. But I guess a little bit about just distance learning. I know some people go, oh, distance learning, oh, just send me my information and my work and I'll send it back to you. Well, it's not correspondence school. It is school. You have papers. You have assignments. You have lessons. You have interaction with your fellow seminarians. So it's not correspondence school. You will have some interaction with distance learning. We actually meet up with our main campus about at least three times a year. You know, they come to us, we come to them. It is certainly school, and it's certainly involvement, amen, in school. So just a little bit. So we're happy to give you more information, you know, if you give us a call or reach out to us.
Yes. Now, where can they get an application?
Well, they can get an application by making their request known. I've already given out the email address. I'll give it again, Ms. Cassie School at yahoo.com, or give me a call, 512-917-0563. And, you know, we'll visit a little bit, you know, before we get the application out for you. So you just, so we'll know if this is a good fit for you and, you know, main campus distance learning, where you would be. So contact us that way. We'll be happy to share information with you.
Okay. Now, one thing I would like to know, because I want others to be encouraged to do what God has given them to do, their talents. How did Kingdom Builders Seminary come about?
Okay. Well, Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary, again, it was founded by Chancellor Patricia Hebert Anderson Roberts. Patricia Hebert Anderson Roberts. And, you know, just God gave her the vision that, you know, she wanted to be able to be a resource, a tool to help people, you know, in their really advanced Christian studies. She was already a Sunday school teacher. She had already been in her evangelism, international evangelism, actually, field, just wanting to share and help educate others as God had led her to be. You know, she often tell the story. She said, wow, you know, she's just being used by the Lord. She really didn't have in mind founding a seminary school. She just, you know, wanting to help. She's done a lot of workshops, you know. She's been on many panels, many conferences, but never thought to found a seminary school. And she said God gave it to her, and she did it. And I tell you, it's a blessing, you know, ever since. Look, I mean, you came through the school, you know, just excited.
Yes.
And, you know, about yourself, you know, you came, a lot of the seminarians are just like yourself. They're on fire for the Lord. They're already in their ministry callings. And for a lot of the seminarians, this school is just helping to enhance what they already have, what they're already doing. You know, so the passion, you know, for ministry is all there. So it is, you know, I've seen yourself. I know you've told the people you're an author, you know. It only just enhances what you already have, you know. So we're glad to have the seminarians, you know. So we're excited to learn what everybody else is already doing, you know, and the seminary just adds to it, really, you know.
Yes. Well, it is certainly a pleasure, and it's such a beautiful thing to recognize that you're being used by God to do the different things. And so, you know, and I'm pretty sure, just like I said, this was a dream of mine and a desire. And God, He is in the business of granting desires. He is in the business of bringing dreams to pass. And so I just love that. And I really just want people to know, if this has been a dream or desire of yours, that it can be possible today. Because what does the scripture say? All things, they are possible with God. And so we wanted to bring this to you, to the audience on today, to let them know that maybe you've had this same dream, you've had this same passion, that you want to do more and you want to learn more so that you can do more. Well, this is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. And Dr. Anderson has given you the information that you need to contact her. So get busy, contact her, and let her know that you too want to be a seminarian at Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary. Now, Dr. Anderson, is there anything else that you would like to add that maybe we haven't already covered?
Okay. Well, I just want to let you know the chancellor knew that we would be on today, and certainly she's looking forward to any calls or to answer any questions. Also, again, that you may have, we're appreciative to our local, our dean of Southwest Campus, Dr. Paul Thompson, who has been so gracious not only just to be our dean but to share his building, his location for the Southwest Campus. We're certainly appreciative to him, Dr. Adolphus. We're appreciative to him. He is a board member that's actually in this area, in the Austin, Texas area. So we're excited. We're looking forward to what God will have for us this 2016-2017 school year. And just look forward to seeing more come to the knowledge of God and share. One thing, Dr. Green, I want to say, you know, when I first started teaching a seminary, you were my first student, you know. And and you can really attest to, we learn from one another. You know, it's not me, you. We learn from one another, so we are here. And, you know, for those that will come to join seminary school and be a part of it, you know, we're encouraging you to be outgoing. We encourage you to share about the word of the Lord. We encourage you. You know, on a lot of the times when we do our meetings on Thursdays, we open with prayer. We're open with people sharing about the love of the Lord, what God has done. That's what it's all about, kingdom building. So anyway, you can encourage, motivate you to keep on working for the kingdom. You know, he says whatever is right, you know, he'll do the paying. But also we have to know that we don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll we're here to help us one another to be sure we don't grow. So we're just glad to be a part of the Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary, and we're looking forward to anyone that meet the criteria that want to come and join us.
Yes. And so if you have been enlightened on today, I would like to hear from you. So is this going to be out on, the broadcast will be out on Facebook, and you can go on to Block Talk Radio, and at the bottom, you can put your information there. So I would like to hear from you, the audience, if this has been informative to you, if it's something that you would like to do, and has it opened some doors, opened your eyes that you'll be able to see, oh, this is exactly like I was. I was so excited when I saw Dr. Anderson on Facebook with her cap and gown on. I said, oh, my God, that's exactly what I want. And so maybe you're like I was. And today, I am Dr. Mary Hilton.
Yes.
And as I say, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. And I just love it. So thank you, Dr. Anderson, for coming and joining us today and letting others know about Kingdom Builders Bible Seminary and how they too can become a student of the same. Well, thank you. And you have a fabulous day on today, Dr. Anderson.
Thank you for having me. You all be blessed. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We have enjoyed Dr. Anderson on today. And if you would like to be a part, she's given you her information, and you can be a part. Your dream, your desire can start now. And I have done my part because I have shared with you what God has given me on today. Well, until the next time, this is Dr. Mary Tisdale Green saying have a fabulous day. All right? Now, bye-bye.